Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Randy Wilkerson and Melissa Umana Paredes. Is that right? Wait, and I still don't have your mic. Andrew, we might have to move them one over because she's on six, and actually that's Colin's mic. So, yeah. Melissa, can we get you to move to this mic over here? Yeah, or just slide on over, ladies. They are professional volleyball players, and this weekend, every Labor Day weekend in Chicago, the best of the best on Oak Street Beach for pro beach volleyball. I have to ask you, ladies, how is Paris?
Amazing. I mean, as you would expect, I think we had one of the, if the best venue being set up right in front of the Eiffel Tower, being able to play there for 2 weeks with an amazing crowd. It was absolutely magical. Everything you would expect from Paris, and obviously playing in the finals of the Olympic Games, I think is everyone's dream. So,
yeah.
Incredible.
And you came home with the silver.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. So that means it's been a busy year, right? Because whenever you come home with an Olympic medal, boy, you are booked solid.
It felt like it never stopped. Like, after the Olympics, we actually came to Chicago 2 short weeks later and competed here and won a gold medal here. So we love coming to Chicago, but we kept going after the Olympics. It felt like we've been going for another year.
Yes.
It really never stops. This journey it's a full-on 24/7 endeavor.
What kind of skill set do you need as a high school player to go beyond high school, to play pro, to compete in the Olympics? What do you think, Brandy?
Wow. I mean, there's so many factors, but I love to encourage young athletes to really take care of their bodies, just get into habits of, you know, good rehab, good strength and conditioning, you know, weightlifting, making sure your body can support all of the dreams that you have, you know, and then also just, you know, putting yourself out there and putting yourself in competitive situations and, you know, trying new things and, you know, going for that tryout. And whether or not you make it, just keep challenging yourself to grow at a new level.
And what about the mental health aspect? Because that you've got to be in the game, right? Your head has to be in the game.
100%. I think we're hearing this conversation way more frequently nowadays than we used to. And at our level, at the highest level of any sport, especially our sport, it's almost more mental than it is physical. I feel like at this level, you know, everyone's physically fit. We're in shape. We can bump, set, spike the ball pretty well. But the ones that kind of excel and that the ones that kind of separate themselves from the rest are the ones that have the mental resilience, the toughness, the ability to communicate with their teammate, the ability to overcome obstacles and to kind of manage their emotions. All of that is about working on your mindfulness, working on with a sports psychologist, really taking the mental side of the game to heart and incorporating that into everyday practice.
And what about a partnership like you two have? You've been together since 2022, or is it...
We do have a history. We go way back to our college days. We actually met first year in our rookie year playing university volleyball, indoor volleyball at York University in Toronto. And then we kind of went separate ways for over a decade.
About 10 years.
Yeah. And we reunited kind of right before the Olympic qualification process. So we rejoined and we had kind of not that long, just about a year and a half together before the Olympics. So,
it's a work partnership like most people don't endure because you have to rely on each other so much. You have to read each other's minds, right?
Yeah. Ideally, you get to a point where you can do that. But at the beginning, you really have to learn each other's communication styles, you know, have the same values, have the same goals, build a team around the partnership that will continue to help and support. I mean, we travel together. We eat most of our meals together. We train together. We compete together. So there's a lot of things that we manage as a team. So we definitely have to be on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. The sand. I mean, what women wear for women's pro beach volleyball. Honestly, is the sand an issue? Because I'm like, I don't know. If I was in that sand wearing that, I would have some scratchy, itchy places.
The sand does get everywhere. I think it's also position dependent. I think if you look at me and Brandy after a game, we look a little different. I'm the defender.
Maybe you're more of a blocker like me where we don't get in the sand as much.
Yes. I'm usually diving around. I'm rolling around in the sand as a defender in the backcourt. So it gets everywhere. There's sometimes I open a bag that's never even been to a beach and there are sand particles inside that bag. And it's a mystery, but it's part of the job. You learn to love it.
Yeah.
And you make peace with it. Yeah.
And where do you go, you know, when you've competed at this level? I mean, I would imagine the two of you are going to compete in the next Olympics, right? In LA?
Yes.
2028.
Yes.
And I can't believe we're, you know, it just goes by so fast.
Gosh, so fast.
Insane.
It's crazy that it's been a year since the Paris Olympics, and we're now 3 years away from the LA Olympics. You can't slow it down. I feel like sometimes the days are long, but the years are fast, and you just want to hold on to it and cherish it, because there's only a certain time in your life that you can do this. And I think the older we get, the more experience that we have traveling and playing and competing, we start to it can weigh on you a little bit more, but you also have that gratitude that you kind of feel a little bit heavier, and you want to cherish every moment because you know it's not going to last forever.
Right. When do you age out as a pro beach volleyball player?
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, the beach volleyball for the women's side, your peak age I would say is around 28 to 35, so it's a little bit older than most sports.
Yeah.
So we could say we're in our peak, and we're looking forward to taking advantage of that. But we've seen tons of women have children and come back into the sport strong and competing at a high level. We've seen Olympians win multiple levels medals after having children. So really it's about how you take care of your body, and like Melissa was saying, the mental performance part is major in beach volleyball.
It has to be.
Yes.
It really has to be. And you have mental health psychologists, you have coaches, you have people that focus on that aspect. Tell anyone listening about what's happening this weekend at Oak Street Beach and how fun it is. What if they haven't been, what can they expect?
Chicago Labor Day weekend is always a really exciting weekend in the beach volleyball community, because AVP has been running events here for the last 35 years, one of the longest standing events in the AVP history. And this particular weekend is going to be the AVP League Championships. So you're going to see the best of the best of the best here. The top six teams, men and women, are going to be competing for the final cup, for the final championship title. And these are some of the best teams in the world. And they're going to be fighting it out. It's do or die. Every game matters. It's single elimination right from the get-go. It's starts Saturday and Sunday this weekend. It's honestly such a vibe. Every time we're in Chicago, the crowd is so loud. There's so much fun. There's lots of heckling that happens too. We like to engage with the crowd, but also tune in on TV, CW Network and CBS Sports. Their games are going to be streamed there. So if you can't make it down, tune in on TV. The commentators are great. The broadcasting's fantastic, and you still get to see kind of the inside of the timeouts of the team. So you get to maybe hear what they're saying. But it's a fantastic event, and I encourage everyone to tune in or come down if you can.
Are you excited that it's going to be a little cooler?
Not this one.
Oh, Brandy likes it hot.
I like it hot. But you know what? It's Chicago. We're here. We're happy to be here. This is one of our favorite events. Like we said, we won last year, so we want to defend our title. And it just is such an exciting league. The format that they play here is different than you would see at the Olympic Games. It's so much fun to watch live or on TV. Arguably on TV is even more fun because you get so much information. The commentators following such a high-speed game with such top athletes. It's honestly such. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah. And you don't get distracted, because when you're there, you might look away for a minute. When you're watching the CW, it's right there.
Exactly.
And you're seeing the best shots. Well, really lovely to meet you. Go back and get that title again.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Absolutely. Pro Beach Volleyball. That is AVP. Pro Beach Volleyball at Oak Street Beach, Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss it.